And so to respond to these types of requests, the landlords had a number of factors that needed to be considered in determining whether or not to grant relief and what type of relief to grant. And so we've put together a landlord checklist that landlords can use throughout this process to evaluate the relief being requested, the types of tenants requesting the relief, and just to kind of discuss some other considerations that the landlord should keep in mind before moving forward with any sort of rent relief agreement. So the first step is to assess the type of relief. And we're largely looking at rent deferrals here and rent abatements. And for a landlord, a deferral may be more attractive because if a tenant's coming requesting a deferral with the intent to start repayment sometime in the near future, that may paint the overall picture that that tenant, the difficulties that that tenant is experiencing are merely temporary and, you know, it's not fundamental to their business. So they expect to be able to reopen soon and that's not going to have a large impact on their ability to pay rent. Alternatively, tenants, more so when we're dealing with like movie theaters and really any entertainment type venue, those tenants that truly could not open during this time period, they may have started to shift and request a pure abatement. And so when sort of evaluating those two requests, it's really important for the landlord to take a look at what those requests mean and how they impact its cash flow. The tenants may be shut down, but the landlord still has taxes to pay. They still have insurance expenses. In many cases, they still have to pay their mortgage costs unless, you know, they were able to work out some sort of agreement with their lender. And so it may be a good idea for landlords to kind of sort their tenants into different categories by who is expected to come out as a viable tenant on the other side of this pandemic. The landlords can't grant relief to everybody, and so it's important that they evaluate each circumstance. And so that brings us to our next point, which is analyzing each tenant. So the first step would be for the landlord to take a look at the tenant's financials and its gross sales report and to truly understand how the pandemic and the closures have affected that tenant's gross sales at the premises. So it's important for them to take a look at the 2019 numbers all the way up to March. And then what did the gross sales numbers of that tenant look like March, April, May on out to determine whether or not that tenant was truly impacted. And I think it's also important, you know, we talk about the businesses that some were able to reopen and able to reopen on a limited basis. You know, restaurants may have opened up at 25% capacity, but I think it's important for the landlord to look at whether or not those tenants actually opened and if they started kind of shifting their business model to a method to where they could reopen at least on a limited basis. It's also important for the landlord to know what's the tenant doing. The landlord shouldn't be the only party that's shouldering the responsibility of rent relief. And the tenants should have some skin in the game too. And some questions to ask the tenant are, you know, back when the PPP loan programs had just rolled out, was the tenant applying for governmental assistance? Was the tenant applying for those loan programs? What other cost-saving mechanisms was the tenant taking in order to kind of to survive the closures? And, you know, like, how did that tenant shift their business? Did they quickly move to curbside or delivery options? Was the tenant being active on social media and having an online presence just to make their customers aware that, hey, we are open. This is kind of how our business has shifted a little bit, but we're still open and we're taking these measures to make it safe for you to come back in. And I think it's this part of the process that we really have seen the landlords and the tenants collaborate and work together to try to develop a plan that's going to help both parties ultimately, hopefully, come out of this okay.